Hello.
Hi, my name is Latoya, returning your call from customer support. How may I help?
I found these charges on my credit card, and I'm really not sure what they're for.
Wow.
There was two of them from your company. It said, hold on, let me pull it up again here. One was on the 25th of October, and then there was a second one on the 31st. And I'm really not sure what the charges were for, and I was hoping you could help me figure that out.
Yes, sir, I definitely can. If you would provide me with your zip code, I'll see, can I generate that account?
Okay, it's 30241.
Thank you so much for that information. Let's see. And what's that first and last name on that account?
It's Rodney Kobeck, K-J-O-B-E-C-H.
Rodney Kobeck. Okay, give me just a minute. Let's see if I can generate something else.
The charge on the 25th was for $7.95, and then the charge on the 31st was for $54.95.
Okay, so can you verify your address so I can make sure I got the right person for security purposes?
Yeah, it's 104 Woodridge Court, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241.
All right, give me just a moment while my computer pulls up your account. Do you remember maybe, have you been online lately? Maybe you went online to maybe enter into a sweepstakes, or maybe you pay shipping and handling on something to get a free item, or could you have maybe...
Well, what confuses me is that the charges are like 6 days apart. So I can see the first one being shipping and handling, but I don't know what the second one was.
Okay. All right. Give me just a moment to look over your account, okay?
Okay.
Can I place you on a very brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, sir, thank you so much for holding. So what I found out is that you entered to a drawing, which did you pay the $7.95 for, to actually win the backpack. And if you had not won in 48 hours, that would be an email sent to you. If had you won, it would have been in your email. However, because you did not cancel within 48 hours, you were entered into the membership, and with that membership carries a $125 gift card to use at our Factory Direct Savings Club. You receive that every month until you cancel. If you check into your emails, you should have had a $125 voucher to go through. So that was a sweepstakes to try to win the backpack.
All right. Well, I never received an email, and I didn't get a voucher, and I was unaware that there was a charge for even entering this.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, since I didn't get any kind of email notification, I'd like to see about getting this refunded to me.
Okay, let me look at this over your account to see, because like I said, I apologize for you not misunderstanding that this was not for you to win, for you to receive it, but to enter in to win. But let me speak with my supervisor about the charges, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. And do you want to go ahead and cancel this?
Absolutely.
Okay, gotcha. Hang tight. All right, Mr. All right, thank you so much for patiently waiting on me. So I did speak with my supervisor, and what I can offer you, even though I did explain to you that that is a, you know, valid fee, I can offer you 50% of that money back with the closure of this account, and that would give you, let's see, that would give you 50% off. You'll get $27.48 back.
Okay. Now, when I sent for this, it didn't say anything about there being a charge for entering this contest or this giveaway. It just said they were giving this away. Now, there could have been that $7.95 charge, but that didn't specify that it was a drawing.
Okay, I'm going to go and pull it up. Go ahead.
I never got any kind of notification about canceling this either.
Okay, so what happened is when you submitted your credit card information, that actually underneath there are the terms and conditions, you know, where you put in your card, and it does say that, you know, it's shipping and handling only. I do see what it says up here. I'm reading it down in the bottom. But in the terms and conditions, it does state that if you do not cancel, you do get an additional $125 gift card being a part of it. However, if you do not wish to be, you know, if you don't, you place this win and you didn't win, in 2 days you would have had to cancel this. Otherwise, you would have received another charge, which is what you got. But again, if you don't have time to go through your email to see if you got that $125 voucher, and more than likely, a lot of us get a lot of emails and we don't know what they are. So I can put in an order for you to go ahead and still receive that with the addition of this half of $27.48 coming back to you. You still can utilize that gift card voucher, which is $125. You can go on our Factorix store. It's a gadget store, and it's wholesale gadgets. So it's still yours, even though you're canceling out, it's still yours. So if you want to, I can put in an order for it, or you can check your email and see if you've got it. And if you don't got it, you can call us back, and we'll make sure you get one.
Okay, well, go ahead and refund me the half of the subscription price.
Yes, sir.
Put this down as a lesson not to sign up for anything anymore.
Yeah, I unfortunately do apologize for that, but you know, those terms and conditions, you know, I mean, sometimes if it seems too good to be true, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I do it all the time myself because I like to shop online too, and I've been bitten and stung in the butt with it too. But it looks so good at the time, you're not thinking about all of that. You're just thinking about, hey, that's nice, I'd love to have that. So
and you only pay shipping and handling.
Yeah, you can't beat it, but then, yeah, and then unfortunately this happens. And see, now you don't have to worry about that, but be more careful the next time when you're going on there. I know it looks good, but sometimes it may not be good. All right, okay. So I'm getting that in. I've already processed your return. You should receive that money back into your account in 5 to 7 business days. Okay. And I'm canceling out your account right now. Just give me a second. I'm notating. And then I'm going to give you a confirmation number. And that's just to confirm that it's been canceled. You've spoken with me. It's notated. And you will not receive any more charges.
Okay. And your name again?
LaToya.
LaToya.
Now, remember, if you don't, you know, if you got time to go through it, you know, in your spare time, because it doesn't expire, you'll still be able to use it. If, in fact, that you don't feel like going through it or you can't find it, then you just call us back and you will receive that $125 voucher to use.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. And one more thing. Let me make sure I got that. And I've got that confirmation code for you when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So it's C as in Charlie, 680.
Okay.
627.
Okay.
873. Again, that C as in Charlie, 680, 627, 873.
Okay, I got it.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist with on today?
What is this company?
Well, we are a third-party call center. We actually handle the calls out for a lot of different companies when they have call load very high. So you could manage. I mean, we service a lot of customers.
All right. Because it says lifetime potential hardware on the charge, and I had no idea.
Yeah,
that
would more than likely be from the actual place that you've gotten when you logged in. I mean, sorry, when you got charged on your card, that particular place is online. That's a vendor.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.